So earlier on in the week, I rudely interrupted Lewis Nittickman. It was his birthday celebrations. I was a bit late for the interview. Sorry about that, Lewis. But it was lovely catching up with you nonetheless to talk about his appearance with John Riley down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Cheshire this coming Thursday, the 11th of April, with your song, It's Just The Way You Are, a celebration of Elton John and Billy Joel. Great to have you back on the show.
Hi, Ruth. Thanks for having me.
So firstly, your song, It's Just The Way You Are, is a celebration of the songs of Elton John and Billy Joel, and you're returning to Alexander's Live on Thursday, the 11th of April, which is next Thursday. Are you looking forward to returning, and how did your last gig go there?
In order of the questions, yes, we're both looking forward to it.
Yes.
And the last one was great. It was packed.
Brilliant.
And we actually were asked to play one of our own songs at the end of the concert.
Amazing.
which is fantastic, because that's what we really do.
Yeah, exactly.
And the song brought the house down, so it was
amazing.
A very cool ending
I love that. I love that you can mix it up a little bit as well. It's such a great venue. I was actually there last Sunday, and the vibe and the intimacy and the atmosphere is just amazing down there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And it's amazing, because when John and I start, we always wonder if people are going to listen.
Yes.
You know, because it gets quite busy and noisy. But yeah. We've managed, we've played there, three or four times, the last some odd years. And every time, the place seems to quiet down We seem to capture them, so that's a really good feeling.
It really is. So as you said, you work alongside John Riley, who's a singer-songwriter from Liverpool, now based in Sheffield, who is co-founder and lead vocalist stroke lyricist of the band Boy on a Dolphin, who was signed to Atlantic in the US in the 90s, and the two of you share a rich history as musicians, don't you? Tell us about your history together.
John and I met about... I hate to say how many years ago it
21?
was.
21?
Considering it's my birthday on Sunday.
It's 21.
And John's tomorrow. So, it brings back memories. But we met quite a few years ago in Vancouver, Canada, where I'm from.
Yeah.
And John was on a writing tour. His manager managed like Norah Jones and, James Taylor and Bryan Adams' manager and blah, blah, blah. And, so we met, and I was, I think, the first one he wrote with.
Yeah,
and I ended up, after I moved to Toronto to sign a publishing deal, we ended up working on his solo album, and I ended up moving over to England.
So cool.
So,
any regrets? No?
No, none.
No?
You know, it was
amazing.
The best move I ever made. It was scary, but...
Massively.
Very scary. But I've been here, permanently for 14 years.
Wow,
and,
amazing.
And prior to that, probably coming back and forth another six.
Oh, amazing.
It was great. As a matter of fact, the first trip I made here was to plug an album.
Is it?
Which has subsequently been released in 2019 all over the world.
Oh, wow.
And I ended up playing this concert with, Joe Elliott and Rick Savage from Def Leppard and Paul Carrack and so on.
Mm.
And I thought, this was just like the best thing I'd ever seen. So it was fantastic. So I just decided to move here and haunt him.
I love it. So I read that you're a pianist and composer yourself, originally from Vancouver, as you've just said, and that you relocated to Sheffield, as you just said, to write and perform with John, and that you usually play a mixture of original songs and tour the country with your song, after realising that the songs of Elton John in particular had played such a huge part in your musical careers. So what have you got up your sleeves for your gig at Alexander's Live this time?
I want to stress, Ruth, that this show... I've become aware since I've been in the UK that there are a fair amount of people pretending to be Elton John.
Yeah.
And personally, I mean, the concert that John and I do is not a tribute act.
Okay.
It's a proper concert.
Amazing.
With the two of us playing the songs as they were sort of recorded. And John, does incredible justice to the songs and sings like Elton did.
Wow, amazing.
You know, when he was singing all the high notes.
Yeah.
You know, before he used to bark a bit now.
Yeah, that's cool.
Even though he's one of my idols. I've actually met Elton talked to him in Los Angeles.
Amazing.
I think I told you that story the last time I might have talked to you. But So we tour the country. It's a labor of love, really, because we just enjoy playing them. But it's again, it's not exactly what we do. What we do is we are songwriters,
exactly.
and we've just actually finished recording a new single in Yellow Arch with a bunch of Richard Hawley's band members and Cliff Richards, drummer,
who's
a friend
amazing.
Of ours. And it turned out brilliantly, so we're really excited about that.
I love that. I love that. Tell us about the song that I'm going to play in a minute.
Well, that song was actually recorded about 3 years ago and managed to get on, which is almost impossible to do, but managed to get on the Radio 2 playlist for an unprecedented 4 weeks. So it's called La 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 Bulletproof.
Yes, it is.
And it's a song that John Riley and I have co-written.
Amazing.
And And we're really proud of it. So
it's a cool song. I've heard already. Obviously,
obviously, it's not what we're doing at Chester.
Yeah, no.
But we will be doing. I assume we'll be doing one or two of our own songs there during the show. So.
Cool. Well, lastly, Lewis, where can you be looked up online? Because I'm going to let you get back to your birthday celebration.
You can look up John Riley, R E I L L Y, the Irish version.
Yeah.
On Spotify.
Brilliant.
Or he also has a YouTube.
Amazing.
You can see some of our songs on that.
Amazing. Well, it's been a pleasure catching up, Lewis. I'll let you get back to your celebrations.
Always, it's been great to talk to you.
Hopefully
you might be able to make it this time.
Oh, I hope so. I really do. I really do. I hope to see you down there.
Well, if you do, you're a guest on my guest
Thank
list.
You, Lewis. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks,
as always.
As always. Take
Bye.
Care.
And you.
Bye-bye.
That was the lovely Lewis Nittickman there. Told you he was a lovely chap, didn't I? I wasn't lying. And he is playing down at Alexander's Live this coming Thursday, the 11th of April, with John Riley, his partner in Musical Crime. Here's one of their own songs. It's brilliant. It's called La 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 Bulletproof. Enjoy. absolutely brilliant. I love that. It gets a yes from me, Lewis. And you can hear more from them, see them in the flesh, if you bought tickets for their gig down at Alexander's Live in Reaver's Court in Chester this coming Thursday the 11th of April by heading over to alexanderslive.com. You'll also hear some of Elton's music from the duo. Here's I'm Still Standing.
You can never know what it's like. Your blood like winter freezes just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask. Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love and a temporal way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces. Were meant to cut me down. And if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now. No, I'm still standing better than I ever did. Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life. Without you on my mind, I'm still standing.
You are in for an absolute treat if you bought tickets for Alexander's Live this coming Thursday, the 11th of April, by heading over to alexanderslive.com to see Lewis Nittickman and John Riley playing their own music and also the music of Elton John and Billy Joel. Make sure you do head over to alexanderslive.com for tickets.